or siding, would they all be the same thing?
In my mind, they are.
Okay.
Depends, I have an idea on the material.
I see. Which one would you be more likely to use?
Well, I think I'd like siding, just long boards that overlap each other.
All right. Fine. I took a hammer and a nail and the nail into the wall.
You drove the nail into the wall.
All right. Suppose they were posts that were about to be installed. You'd say the posts have to be...
Well, it has to be driven into the ground. Sometimes with a pile driver.
I see. All right, fine. And in my lifetime, I have many a nail. I have
hammered, driven.
All right. And every day you might get in your car and to town. You might
drive to town.
All right. When the rain falls on the roof, then I think that roof over there just fell.
Catherine, see what is the trouble.
The postman, maybe.
Oh, it could be because Misty bites the postman.
Oh, dear. Whatever it is growling. Then if you have a house that has a peaked roof, there's a little place down between the peaks where the rain runs.
I know what you're talking about. Gutter?
Oh, would it? That wouldn't be...
No. The gutter is along the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You ever get called a valley?
Oh, is it?
I mean, is it? I'm asking you, did you ever hear that term?
Mm-hmm. Could be, because that's the way it's shaped.
A valley or an eaves trough?
Catherine's moving your purse on account of the dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Buddy have that dog.
Oh, he will.
Going to town.
Better watch Buddy here, unzipper it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny. But you have not heard of either one of those terms?
No, I never have used that word. Never have heard the word valley.
Or an eaves trough. You haven't used the term eaves trough.
No, we say gutter.
All right. The gutter, though, is the part around the outside of the roof, I believe you say.
At the bottom, around the edge. Gets filled up with leaves.
Certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, pine straw.
Mm-hmm.
Then the part of the gutter that comes on down to the ground, does that have another name?
That's the drain pipe.
All right. You might have a little place where you would store your tools and perhaps your lawnmower. This would be your...
It could be a tool house, a tool shed.
All right. Now, is a shed built onto the house or built away or either?
Could be or couldn't be.
It doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't refer to something as a shed just because it were built onto the house. I'm asking about you now, not what... There's no right or wrong to any of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, my first thought is that a shed is built onto a house.
That would be what
otherwise you would think. Otherwise, it would be a separate house.
That's
my idea.
Well, that's all I want, is what the way you personally think of them. Fine. And then we'll put everything together and find out how a lot of people think of them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and there's no right or wrong answer to any of this. I'm not compiling a dictionary or anything of that sort. No, I want to know how you personally think of it. If you have used the word, fine. If you haven't, if you've heard somebody else use it, I'd like to know that. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not asking, what's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you just how you think of it. Do you remember the days when they didn't have a place to take a bath in the house?
Yes, ma'am. Bowl and pitcher.
Oh. So then when